says we gotta cut the card. You don't pay your bills.
I pay my bills. Swipe it one more time. Nothing wrong with that card.
Exceeded the credit limit. I used the card for coffee and gas. Florida. Right beyond water sports? Never heard of it. I'm in Colorado. We don't have beaches.
Patterson, you missed your court date in Florida 3 days ago.
I'd even been to Florida.
Pull a mugshot. If I had to guess, this is the person who stole your identity.
Look at her. She's like a hobbit. I can handle her. Going after Bilbo.
Okay, here's the deal. The biggest hurdle that Identity Thief has to overcome is its own premise. Had it been made 10 or more years ago, before identity theft became so well-known and prominent, it would have worked. However, much of the film is overplaying an overplayed card and ignoring even the most basic elements of reality to force a whisper-thin setup down your throat. Jason Bateman stars as a man whose identity is stolen by a woman in Florida. She wrecks his credit, gets arrested, and gets involved with drug dealers. And the only way he thinks he can solve anything is to bring her from Florida to Colorado to face the music. Sure, Identity Thief has some good zingers, courtesy of Bateman, and if you love Melissa McCarthy's obnoxious shtick, you'll enjoy the film. However, there just isn't enough chemistry between the two for a good road trip movie, and many of the jokes just fall flat. Identity Thief gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.